Praise God. It is March 6th. So glad you're joining me for this short devotional. Psalm 42:5. Why are you in despair, O my soul? And why have you become restless and disturbed within me? Hope in God and wait expectantly for him, for I shall again praise him for the help of his presence. You know, I've always taken great solace in this psalm, as the author gives voice to his deepest feelings of despair or depression. He finds himself isolated from Israel and taunted by his enemies. What I love most about the psalm is that the author doesn't stay depressed. He grabs hold of himself and he seeks God with renewed intensity. I believe he gives us a strategy to pull ourselves out of a pit of depression or restlessness or any inner disturbance we may have fallen prey to. Here the psalmist is his own therapist. First, he asks himself, why is he depressed? Isolating the why is so important. So often, depression or floating anxiety paralyzes us, and we simply don't know what's going on. We have to find out what we're believing that's causing us to feel so bad. In this case, it appears to be isolation and spiritual persecution. You know, this actually happened to a friend of mine this last weekend. She was the only adult walking with the Lord at a party she attended. The coarse jokes and language shared in the presence of children was really more than she could tolerate. So she gently protested, and she was overtly ridiculed. She left the party early, sad, frustrated, and alone. Of course, then the enemy comes in, right, to accuse her, to blame her. And she had to do exactly what the psalmist did. She examined what had happened. And as we talked together, she realized it was the only thing that could have happened. We're called to be light in a dark place, regardless of personal consequence. She had to put her hope in the Lord, that her words and actions would be a seed of hope and light to those that were there. If not then, hopefully in the future. She also had to expect something. She had to expect God to answer her prayers for those she loved that were in attendance. She needed to praise God for what he had done in the past for her, and that he was a God who answered prayer. You know, this last week, someone close to me shared how I disappointed them. Ouch. Very hard to hear, but in reality, it was a blessing. I'd made a mistake, and I needed to make a correction. And it was shared in love. But what happened later was the real problem. I began to imagine all sorts of things in regards to conversations that had taken place about me, how I'd probably been judged, and what it was going to do to our relationship going forward. Good grief. The enemy was having a party in my head. The result was that my soul, like the psalmist, was restless and disturbed. I had to stop. I had to examine that this was pure fabrication on my part. I had to check in and do some thought trades, right? And at night, when I became assailed with these disturbing imaginations, the Lord was so good to remind me of a scripture. Philippians 4:8. Finally, believers, whatever's true, whatever's honorable, whatever's worthy of respect, whatever's right and confirmed by God's word, whatever's pure and wholesome, whatever's lovely and brings peace, whatever's admirable and of good repute, if there's any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think continually on these things and center your mind on them and implant them into your heart. Have you ever tried this when you're in the middle of a battle in your head? It's really not that easy to switch gears, but it is possible. I was able to grab hold of some really lovely thoughts. I ran through my grateful list, and I got to sleep. However, the next morning during my reading, I was reading about David and Goliath, and the Lord gave me some new revelation. You know, David comes along with his sling and a deep relationship with the Lord, who had provided him with a history of victories over bears and lions. And he picks up 5 stones to confront Israel's giant enemy. And what I learned is that the Hebrew language is alphanumeric. And that means that numbers can be written with letters. In Hebrew, the number 5 is written with the letter Hey, H-E-I. And according to some Jewish mystics, the letter Hey is connected to the divine breath of God that releases his creative power and potential. In other words, David needed the Hey, the divine empowerment of God's Spirit, to obtain victory and overcome the impossible. So even when it feels like we're coming up against an impossible situation or any giant that we face, even our own thoughts, we're not to fear. However, we are to be prepared. And it may seem odd, but I felt inspired to fill my bag with stones or promises that were at my ready disposal to use should I need to sling them at the enemy when I was taunted. And I encourage you, if you ever find yourself agitated, examine the why. Then focus as a psalmist did and put your hope in God. Expect him to fulfill his promises to you and praise him. You might also want to pick up 5 stones of your own. Remember the memorial stones reminding you of past victories. And grab hold of those promises for the situation you're currently facing and feel free to sling the promises of God at the enemy when he stands in your way, and expect the hay to be released into the atmosphere and usher you into God's presence and his incredible victory. All right, praise God. Hope you enjoyed that.